We are continuing to think about the Psalms of Ascents found in the Old Testament of the Bible. These were songs sung by the Jewish pilgrims as they made their way up to Jerusalem to worship God. Psalm 125 is the sixth. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken but endures forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and for evermore. The scepter of the wicked will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous, for then the righteous might use their hands to do evil. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, to those who are upright in heart. But those who turn to crooked ways, the Lord will banish with the evildoers. Peace be upon Israel. Is it right, do you think, that wickedness should go unpunished and that good people should suffer at the hands of the bad? This psalm writer is sure that it's not right. He's a realist. He knows that there are people in this world who turn to crooked ways and they cause a lot of misery. He is sure that in the end evildoers will be banished, sent away from the holy city. Who are evildoers and what are crooked ways? They are people who put themselves first in what they do. They refuse to consider the law of God and his love. They hurt the innocent and use them for their own ends. Note that this psalm shows us that such evil people can sometimes take control of a society. This has happened many times in history. When it does happen, even good people can be influenced to do wrong. We must watch out constantly to see this does not happen to us. One day, all evildoers will be banished from society, but until that day, those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken, as it says in verse 1. Zion was one of the hills on which Jerusalem was built, and it became a symbol for the Lord's presence among his people, sure, solid, and everlasting. So those who trust in the Lord, the Eternal One, for that is what the word means in the Hebrew, cannot be shaken, cannot be overthrown. If we are trusting in the Lord to save us and keep us in the way of righteousness, then we can rest assured that although earthquakes may come into our lives, tragedies, disappointments, bereavements, and sorrows, they cannot cause us to collapse. The psalmist thinks that the mountains which surround Jerusalem are like a fortress. He says that God is surrounding his people like that. The Lord surrounds his people in the Old Testament days and in our days too. He lovingly surrounds those who call on him in faith and humility to protect them. It's wonderful to think that we can be part of God's people today. The Bible says Jesus died to bring many sons to glory. All people in all nations of the earth can now become God's people, breaking down racial and social and gender barriers because of Jesus' death on the cross. Paul points out that before Jesus died, it was the Jews who had God's special blessings, but now these can be shared by all people. At that time, you were apart from Christ, says Paul. You were foreigners and did not belong to God's chosen people. You had no part in the covenants, which were based on God's promises to his people, and you lived in this world without hope and without God. But now, in union with Christ Jesus, you who used to be far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. So, Psalm 125 ends with, "Peace be upon Israel." The word peace is shalom, which means God's blessing, joy, and presence. Christ came into the world to bring us God's shalom. For you, shalom can mean all is well if you are resting in the strength of the Lord your God. Come now to Psalm 126, the next of the Songs of Ascents. In this song, the writer sings joyfully about the time when his people Israel returned from their captivity in Babylon, a 70-year exile, and once again stood in the holy city on Mount Zion. He sings, "When the Lord brought back the captives to Zion, we were like men who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, 'The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. He who goes out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with him.'" Why was the return to Jerusalem such a joyful event for the Jews? God's presence was in the temple there. This was symbolized in a small, dark room by a gold-covered box containing the Ten Commandments given to Moses. Now once again, after 70 years' exile in Babylon, the people of God could rebuild the destroyed temple, and their high priest could enter this room once a year with the blood of a goat, a symbol of the covering of the people's sins. All of that was a picture of what was to come when Jesus, our great high priest, offered his life for the sins of the whole world in his death on a cross just outside Jerusalem. So today, Christians can enter even more fully into the rejoicing of the people as they approach Jerusalem. We can sing, as in verse 2 of this psalm, "Our mouths are filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy." Can you say, with this psalm writer in verse 3, "The Lord has done great things for us, and we're filled with joy"? Our enemy, the devil, delights to see God's people lose their joy. The Jews lost their joy when, because of their sins, they were taken captive into Babylon about 600 years before Jesus was born. But because they repented of their sins, God brought them back to Jerusalem and back to joy. Can you imagine how the pilgrims felt in the psalm we are now considering? As they went up to Jerusalem, they were sure, once again, that God was with them. One of the men who returned from Babylon to rebuild the city of Jerusalem was Nehemiah. And as he saw his people gathered to listen to God's law in Jerusalem, he said to them, "Don't be sad. The joy of the Lord is your strength." Joy brings us health and peace. But the deepest and most lasting joy is the joy we find in being God's children. Even for the children of God, there will be times of sorrow, particularly if we stray from God, when we will have to come back to him with tears of repentance. But as we walk with God day by day, we will have songs of joy. Joy comes to a believer in God like streams in the Negev. The Negev is that part of the Holy Land which lies to the south towards the desert of Sinai. It was a dry and barren area, but suddenly refreshing winter storms of rain would come upon it, and it would blossom and be fruitful. God can bring us joy like that rain as we wait for him to bless us. God can turn our dry experiences into a time of sowing seed because the refreshing rain of his blessing has come upon us. So go on seeking God's blessing in your life. In addition to this, verse 6 shows us that it is up to us to carry seed, to cooperate with God, to work hard for God, to do his will. This also will cause us to sing songs of joy. If we're not doing God's will, if we will not repent of our sins, confess them and forsake them, there will be no harvest, no sowing and reaping, and so no sheaves to carry home, no rejoicing. Many people today are seeking joy and happiness in the wrong places, in things, in wealth, in sensations. But there is only one experience that brings real lasting joy. It is when we return to our roots, back to the heart of God who made us and loves us, back, so to speak, to Jerusalem, the holy city where God dwells. We return home, and like the pilgrims in this psalm, we realize just what God has done for us, and we're glad. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy.